Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren and Mean interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. Hi, Freya. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. It's lovely to meet you. Thanks for having me on.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little about yourself.
So I live in London, in North London with my husband and two kids and cat. And my day job for a very long time was working in TV. I made documentaries and like non-scripted TV programs. But then last year I published my debut novel, The Last Chance Library. And then my new novel, The Lost Ticket, is coming out on the 30th of August. So TV producer no more, which is very exciting.
That is very exciting. So what led you to write your books? Like, what was the journey to get this book published?
So I've always wanted to write, but the dreaded imposter syndrome got in the way for a very long time. I would try writing and I'd get like 5,000 words in and then just think, oh, this is terrible. This is no way near as good as the books I like to read. And I would just stop. And that really, basically, it was, I guess, my mid-30s. I was on maternity leave with my second child. And I was like, look, if I don't give this a go now, I will never do it. I'll go back to TV and that will be me forever. So I signed up to a writing course, which was absolutely amazing, run by this organization called the Faber Academy, which taught me loads, including, most importantly, first drafts are meant to be rubbish. Like, it's okay if your first 5,000 words are terrible. Like, everyone's first 5,000 words are probably terrible when they first write them, which sounds simple, but was sort of a bit of a game changer for me. So then I wrote my debut novel kind of when I was on the course and, you know, for the 6 months after it. And then, yeah, I got an agent and the rest is history, as they say. So it was great. It took me a while to get there, but I've got there eventually.
I love this. And so did you write the second book under contract or what was the timeline for the second book? Because I'm always curious. The first book, you may take years to write it, but then comes and is like, holy crap.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, you'll know this, like, publishing just has these weird timelines. So like, I wrote the first book in a year, but then there was all this editing with my agent, and then we got the deal, and it was a two-book deal, but there was 18 months between signing the deal and my first book being published. So I basically wrote the second book in that time. So like, by the time the first book was published, I'd sort of already written the second one. I mean, we were kind of in the late stages of editing.
Awesome. So let's chat about The Lost Ticket. What is the elevator pitch?
So The Lost Ticket is about two strangers who meet on a bus in London, a 29-year-old woman called Libby and an 82-year-old man called Frank. And they get chatting and Frank reveals that he's been riding this bus for 60 years, trying to track down a woman he met once in his youth on the bus. They had this journey together that changed his life. He fell head over heels in love with her. And she wrote her number on a bus ticket, which he then lost. So Frank has spent 60 years riding his bus trying to find her. And Libby, who's at a kind of rough point in her life, is completely inspired by Frank's story and decides to help him with a group of kind of eccentric passengers, strangers she meets on the bus. They set about trying to find Frank's long lost love.
Oh my gosh, I love this. I love the fact that it's like a hodgepodge of characters who meet in a random place, like the bus, you know, punctuation.
Absolutely. Well, I think, I mean, I hadn't even realized this, but actually, you know, my first book was set in a library. The second one's in a bus. These are spaces where like people from all different walks of life come. Like I not on purpose had picked these spaces that like do get these random mixes and people sort of, you know, I live in London. It's like no one talks to anyone on the bus in London. Like we're so antisocial. But occasionally you'll get on the bus and there will be like that person who starts conversations and everyone's a bit shocked. But I love it. I'll always chat to strangers on the bus. And I kind of wanted to look at that, this idea, if you open yourself up to strangers, what can happen?
Yeah, well, I live in New York, so I understand the fact that it's a public transportation. Unless there's might be some inciting incident or random thing that people will look at each other and be like, really? Really? We're watching this? But yeah, there's something to be said about, having those moments where it's like, you're talking to someone random, to a stranger. Like it happens in a plane. That's another place where you may have that experience where
Yeah.
you talk to your next door neighbor, you're like end up talking and having this life story.
Absolutely.
Great. So.
Absolutely.
Yes. All right. So what kind of books do you tend to gravitate when it comes to reading?
So I tend to read, I mean, I don't really like the expression, but I guess like women's fiction. I like a lot of contemporary fiction. I'll read, I love romance. I love a rom-com. So, I mean, I think it's sort of, I don't know about you, I like change a bit what I'm reading depending on like where I'm at in my life. So for the last few years, all I've really wanted to read is like uplifting books that kind of make me feel better about the world. That said, I will read a really good thriller, but I sort of have to be in the right headspace for a thriller. But I mean, I found it really hard to read books that are too sort of sad or difficult recently because I mean, it's getting a bit better now, but for a long time, my head just wasn't in that space. But I try and read broadly when I'm not involved in a global pandemic.
I understand completely. Like honestly, I've been reading romance since 2016. So, but yeah, even the pandemic was like I needed to have happy endings, like not a lot of angsty, a lot of like sadness, a lot of like feeling. I'm like, no, I need like something just gonna keep me uplifted,
Yeah, and I want a guaranteed happily ever after, basically. Or like a version of, a version of a happily ever after, right? That's what I'm looking for in my life at the moment.
Yes, I get mad when at the end of the book, and this happened at a recent book that I read, where they kill off the main character, and I'm like, it's horrible.
The
I'm like,
end,
at the end of the
no.
book, and I'm
When
like,
you're so invested in them.
yes, it happened twice, and I was like, this is why I don't read this genre. This is why I read romance because they're not. There's not gonna be a death, so.
Wow, I would be really sad if that happened in a book I was reading. That would really ruin it for me.
Really does. So yeah. All right. So do you have any books you recommend our listeners to pick up?
Yes. So, do you know what, having said I don't really read a thriller, I don't know, actually maybe it's not really a thriller. So it's a book called Wahala by a writer called Nikki May. Have you read it? It's so good. It's about three Anglo-Nigerian friends who live in London. They're in their 20s and they've been friends for a long time. And it's sort of about their lives and the different choices they make, about careers and relationships. And then a kind of a woman from their past, a friend from their past, turns up in London and like sort of like an explosion in the middle of their friendship group. And then it's sort of it was very funny. It's really smart on like friendship and the choices we make as women. But there's also like this increasing like kind of dark, slightly twisty plot that plays out. It's really funny. It's really sharp. If you like kind of like smart young women navigating life, I really enjoyed the book. I highly recommend that one. On the romance front, I mean, I don't need to mention this one really because it's on everybody's TBRs already, but I have just read the new Ali Hazelwood, which I just adored. So Love on the Brain, I'm sure everybody's read, but if you haven't, it's so good, about a young, very sort of sassy, feisty, brilliant female academic who ends up being partnered on her sort of dream project. She gets her absolute dream role at NASA, but she's partnered up with her sort of arch nemesis from grad school. It's funny. It's again, it's smart rom-com. It's steamy. I absolutely loved it. I've also really enjoyed India Holton's books. So India writes, I mean, I don't know what to call it because it's so bonkers. She writes these, it's called the Dangerous Damsel series, I think. And it's like pirates and witches and like kind of funny, it's like quite feminist, set in this sort of fictional version of England whereby this sort of witches and pirates fly around in their houses and fight each other and fall in love with each other. I particularly love them because it's full of brilliant literary references. Like there's all these like references to Jane Austen and Dickens that I just find really appealing. They are, I mean, they're completely mad, these books, but excellent fun. So if you are open to something a bit different, but you love a good romance, then, and she's got a new one coming out, I think, later this year or maybe next year. So they're great. What else? Oh, so this is a thriller, actually. So having broken my, I don't really read thrillers at the moment, but You're Invited by Amanda Jayatheetha is out recently, and I really enjoyed that. I what I find with thrillers is I start quite a lot and then stop. I my like my do not finish is quite high on a thriller, but this one completely. Often, because like they scare me a bit, actually, but this one was completely edge of the seat. It's about a young woman, a Sri Lankan woman, who is living in California, I think. She's in America. And she just finds out that her ex-best friend and her ex-boyfriend are getting married. She's like devastated by this. And she gets invited to the wedding, and she decides to fly back to Sri Lanka to this like uber high society wedding and try and stop the wedding. And then this isn't a spoiler because it's, I think it's probably on the back of the book. Basically, the bride goes missing, presumed dead, and all eyes are on Amaya as the possible culprit. So, and what's so great is, I mean, you just, she really plays with you as the reader and like how you sympathize or not, whether you think or not that she is guilty. So that was really excellent page turner. So those are four really good. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Sorry, they're all really recent reads, but I find, I don't know, I have such a terrible memory for books that I've read like more than a year ago. And I hate it when people say to me, can you recommend a book? And I'm like, I've read so many good books, but if it's not on my bedside table at the moment, I'll have forgotten it. Oh, tell you what, I'll give you one more by a British writer. It's called One Day I May Astonish the World by a writer called Nina, I think it's Steeb or Stibby. I don't quite know how her name surname is pronounced, but it's a really beautifully written book, again about female friendship. I seem to be drawn to those books at the moment, about these two women who meet when they're students and kind of follows them through their lives and the sort of choices they make and the way their friendship kind of ebbs and flows. She is like the queen, this author, of like little funny observations about people. Like, you know, when a book just has you like really, you're like, oh my gosh, how have you, like, you've so perfectly captured someone's personality in like a tiny little thing they do. Like, you know, like it's just so clever. I'm in awe of her as a writer, basically. They're very funny, but also very quite a poignant story. So that, if you want something a bit, I don't know, a little bit more thoughtful, but also very funny, that is an excellent book that I just read on holiday. So yeah, I mean, I can keep going if you want, but those are books that I have loved and would recommend.
I love these recommendations, and I understand the plight of just basically forgetting the books you read. Like,
That's it. I hate it. Or I'll have like the same three books, and then some people will be like, you recommended that last time. And I'm like, oh no, because I've read so many books since, but I can't. I get genuine terror about having to recommend books. Especially now with my new job, people are like, oh, you must read loads of great books. I'm like, I do, but I can't tell you any of them because I've forgotten.
I understand. I have spreadsheets. I actually keep tabs of them on Goodreads, and I have a spreadsheet separate where I keep all of it, but it's like it's a and it's because of this job. Like, I wouldn't normally keep all of it, but because of this job, I actually have to know. And even that, I still have to make pivot tables and be like, okay, what does it make? Which one is which?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I need that. Or maybe even just like a note on my phone or something that I can navigate. Because yeah, there are so many good books out there. And I also hate it when people recommend books and then I like, oh, I'll remember that, and then I don't. And then you're like, oh no, I've just probably missed like my favorite read of the year. Or also, Carrie Soto's very good that I just read.
There we go.
Yeah, there's another one. But I've just read it and I've forgotten it until this very instant. So there you go. I rest my case.
It is all good. So, Freya, tell us where you can find you online.
So I've got a website, which is freya-sampson.com. And then on Instagram and Facebook, I'm Freya Sampson Author. And I think I'm Sampson F on the old Twitter. And that's all the places I exist. I don't do TikTok. I'm too uncool for TikTok.
It is so good. So thank you, Freya, for being on the show.
Not at all. Thanks so much for having me. It's been fun.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatyourwearenextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With LibroFem, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports the local community. If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to squeeze more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free LibroFM app while you do your chores, walk the dog, relax at home. If you already love audiobooks and don't know what to listen next, check out recommendations from people who know the best booksellers. The What to Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on LibroFM for the price of one with your first month membership. Use code What to Read Next. The offer is valid only for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourwearenextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.